My name is Monty James. I'm the administrative assistant for the Bethel Equip Department, the Education Department, and I report directly to Pastor Bruce Fidler, who is the Director of Education and the Executive Pastor here at Bethel World Outreach Center. We're going to take a quick overview of the Bethel School of Discipleship Year 2 courses and a little bit about the requirements. Since you all have been through year one, you're going to be very familiar with the process that's involved in attending the classes, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time going over that again. Suffice it to say that the processes that we utilized in year one for homework and for tests and for class attendance will continue to be that same way this year for year two, unless otherwise noted. I'm first of all going to talk about why we have a year two. Since you've been through year one, you're very familiar with the fact that it was primarily focused on your own biblical personal development in terms of transforming your lives after you become saved, in terms of your faith and spiritual disciplines, in terms of discipleship and evangelism. That's really the main purpose of the year one courses. And in doing that, as you get well grounded in how to evangelize and to move forward in discipleship and all those types of environments, which are extremely important to your walk with the Lord, you're going to continue to receive questions from other people. You're going to have people test you. You're going to have people look at how you live your life. And so the second year is really developed on around how you deal with that. And the way you deal with that is by knowing the Word and understanding the Word so that when someone challenges you or questions something about the Bible, you will have a good overview grasp of what the Word says and how you interpret it, how you read it, and what it's really all about. So we're going to take just a few minutes and go over the courses. The first class actually starts this coming Sunday, January 28th, and it's called Interpreting the Scriptures. Your instructor will be Glenn DeTugan, a young man who works with the Equip Department and is very well versed in the Bible. In fact, he has a master's degree in theology, biblical theology, and has taught some for us already and is very well equipped to talk about this 4-week course. This particular course is 4 weeks. As you know, like in year one, every course was 4 weeks long, but that's not the case in year two. They will vary, so I'll be telling you how long the courses are as we go along. This one is 4 weeks. And it basically teaches how to read, interpret, and apply the Bible with the aim that students experience transformation through a greater understanding of the Scriptures. Guidelines for interpreting the major genres or types of biblical literature are provided. It helps to understand that who the Bible was written to, what the culture was back in that time, in fact, because even though we may think the Bible was written to us, it was not. It was written to a different group of people with a different culture, basically a Jewish culture. And we really can't understand that scripture and what the Word says unless we understand how they would have interpreted what was said. It is not written to us, but written for us. And that's what Glenn will lead us through for the first 4 weeks of classes. The second class that will be taught is on February 25th. It will actually run for 6 weeks and will be Old Testament Survey. It provides a general overview of the Old Testament. It reviews the main content of each book and its contribution to the overarching plan of salvation. Hopefully, you will develop a greater understanding and appreciation of the revelation of God in the Old Testament and its revelation and its relevance in the overall story of God's plan. This will be taught for the first few weeks by Anita Heron, who has high-level degrees in biblical studies, and Etheline Hill will teach the latter part of the class. Like I said, it's for 6 weeks. Etheline was a retired from Meharry, and also has a degree in biblical theology. So this class will be very rapidly paced because of the amount of word and literature that has to be covered within a six-week period, but it will really give you, hopefully open your eyes to what the Old Testament really is about and how it does fit into the overall story of the Bible and the overall story and the contribution it makes to the actual eventual coming of Jesus and the New Testament. The third course begins April the 8th, and it's on systematic theology. It will be taught by Pastor Bruce Fiddler. And, of course, his credentials go without saying in terms of education, biblical theology, all of the training, and all of he's traveled all over the world teaching on various subjects. And he'll be leading us for 8 weeks. This course covers the major doctrines of systematic theology, namely bibliology, theology proper, Christology, pneumatology, which is study of the Holy Spirit, soteriology, which is a narrative about salvation, and ecclesiology. This course is taught under the premise that a deeper understanding of truth shapes the way we live. Then there'll be a summer break. We do break, just like the year one class, from June the 3rd to July the 29th. Then we will come back on August 5th with New Testament survey, which looks at the main content, historical background, and theological ideas emphasized in each book of the New Testament. Hopefully, again, a greater understanding of the New Testament will allow students to apply it to their lives more effectively. Your instructor will be Curtis Uhlein. Curtis is an interesting person in terms of background. He has a degree in biblical studies. He also has a master's degree in physics, and he has a master's degree in New Testament Greek. But he will be leading this class for 6 weeks. Then we go to a four-week course on September the 16th called the Meta-Narrative of the Bible, or Biblical Meta-Narrative. And again, your instructor will be Pastor Bruce Fiddler. He will basically take a brief overview of the great, tremendous story of God and His purpose for humanity. This story consists primarily of four major elements: God's creation of the world and humanity, humanity's rebellion against God, God's unfolding plan of redemption to restore His creation, and God's consummation of His redemptive plan. The more we understand God's great story, the more we are able to attach real meaning to our lives. God's story frames our own stories. And it's really amazing to me that the number of Christians who don't realize that from the beginning book of the Bible, from Genesis all the way through the New Testament to Revelation, that it's all one continuing story about God's plan for the earth, God's plan for His kingdom, God's plan for His people. So it's really an amazing course. Our last course will be on October 14th, and it will be a six-week course again on church history. And again, your instructor will be Curtis Uhlein, the same one who taught New Testament survey. This course recalls the main events and early church fathers and people of the history of the church from the apostolic age to the 20th century. Church history helps students understand the present condition of the church and look forward to its future. It's an amazing course. Curtis has taught this for several years for the School of Discipleship, and actually has taught other courses in our Tuesday night Bethel Leadership Institute, and does an excellent job with this course. It's eye-opening information, and it gives you an idea of how we've come to the place that we are now in the progression of the church. So that really is an overview, a quick overview of the courses. The emphasis is more on biblical studies. It's more on information, more on data, more on remembering and understanding a lot of instruction about the Bible itself and the people in the Bible. So it's a absolutely amazing year of study for you all. What to expect from this course, this year of Training is that, first of all, as you well know, you must complete every week of each course. You either have to be on-site or online. And yes, if your job or your schedule dictates that you have to do everything online, then that's acceptable. You have to meet all the requirements of all the other students that they have to meet. You also have to do all the homework and take all the tests. We will give you some more information on how to do that if you have to do it all online. We have a couple of people that do an online study of this particular year. If you miss on occasion, you are required to listen to the audios. Every class, after the class is held on Sunday morning, which, by the way, the classes are held at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning in the former sanctuary. They will be held every Sunday until we have our summer break. And that includes April the 1st, which is Easter. Because of our schedule and the amount of weeks and amount of information we have to get disseminated to you, it requires that we do have to meet on that day. But if you are tied up with family, if you have family in town, if you have other things that happen, as you're well aware, I'm sure, life happens and you have to miss classes. If you do that, the audio will be available within 36 to 48 hours after the Sunday morning class is held. And it will be on the website. I'll give you information shortly about how you access that website. Most of you should already know that. The homework is for your benefit, not for mine. It is not something you have to turn in. You only have to report to me that you've done the homework. Obviously, it's on the honor system. Tests are just like they were for year one. When we finish a course, like, for instance, we finish interpreting the scriptures, before we start the first class, that Sunday morning where we start the first Old Testament survey class, the first 15 minutes of that class will be to take the test. It is a closed book test, and even if you have to take the test home, it's still a closed book test. Usually 20 questions, could be 25 in some of your courses, either multiple choice, true, false, or matching. It's really a learning tool for you. You must make 70% to pass, but if you don't make the 70% on the first try, you get to retake that test. And you'll know which ones you missed, so it should be pretty easy to retake it and pass it. There is a checklist cover sheet, just like there was on your year one test, where you'll tell me, and this is for helping me track your progress. I do keep records of your attendance, your homework, your test grades. All of those things are kept in a spreadsheet. And you will report, you know, if there are four interpreting the scriptures classes, have you actually completed all four of them? If not, how many have you completed? Of those you've completed, how many were in person? How many were audio? And then we go through each lesson and say, if there was homework, have you completed your homework? Yes, no, or in some cases it might be not applicable if there was no homework. So that just gives you a little bit of information there. Talk just a little bit about the additional requirements. In my opinion, the requirements for year two are less than they were for year one, but there's still extra requirements here that you have to do, you have to keep track of. You have to complete, whereas in year one you completed chapters 1 through 4 of the Purple Book, you have to complete chapters 5 through 12 of the Purple Book during this year if you haven't already done that. If you have, then you've met that commitment. You have to take someone else through chapters 1 through 4 of the Purple Book. Now, that doesn't mean you have to sit down and have them look up all of the questions in the Purple Book, write it down, and then go over it at that point. You just help lead them through it. You see that they've actually done that on their own time. Maybe you get back together and go over some of it. But it's not like you're doing the Purple Book with them. You're just helping guide them through it. You also will have to do house-to-house, the house-to-house ministry outreach for visitors to the Bethel. And it's just like it was last year for year one. You have to do it. I think we have a date set for you in May, I believe. I'm not sure exactly what date, but we'll have a schedule available, and you'll be able to see that date. Now, obviously, not all, the whole class could go on one particular Saturday, But you can go on other dates. I will make sure that the dates for every Saturday that they will be doing house to house are posted so that you can pick and choose. But if you're not able to attend your scheduled date, then it's going to be up to you to determine what house to house outreach date you can make. They're all on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. They run till about 12:30, maybe 1 o'clock at the latest. You'll receive training from Seneca McPhee when you go to the admin building to conduct the house to house. There'll be a short training period. Then you'll be paired up. You'll at least be in groups of two, maybe more than two. And you'll be assigned certain visitors that they don't know you're coming, but you'll be assigned visitors to go take a gift pack to and hopefully spend a little time talking and praying with them. We want you to go and pray for a student that's enrolled in the ESL for the seminar program, the Experiencing Spiritual Freedom seminar program. That means that you would only have to go on Saturday. I think they have a training period from 11 to noon, and then from noon to 1:30 or 2, you actually pray with the students as they close that seminar up for that particular session. And there'll be more information coming forth on that, so you have to do that. And if there are any other items that instructors give to you that are not part of the notes or part of the homework but they want you to do, then you'll have to list those. There's a place on the student checklist to write those down and show that you've completed them. And here's the one that makes people most nervous, and that is you have to start a life group. Now, that starting a life group doesn't mean that we're going to formally start a life group in every case. Just by yourself as an individual. You can be teamed up with someone else and you assist them, and you might lead the life group once a month or once every three sessions, but you're one of the leaders that works that life group. You could pair up with another student here in the class and start a life group that way with two leaders. You could could be meeting with a single individual on a regular basis, and we would consider that a life group. We also even have the women's conferences that go on and the women's ministry that meets on Monday night. If you are a table leader during those ministries, that can be considered a life group too. We just have to talk about it. And you have to let me know that's what you're doing. There's lots of leeway on starting this life group. And just because you start one, we don't mean that you've got to continue that on for years on end. Something could happen where it stops again after you graduate. You actually don't even technically have to start the life group until prior to graduation. But if it stops for some reason, that's okay. You've met the commitment. So we'll talk more about that as the classes progress. Graduation will be on Wednesday night, December the 12th. If you cannot graduate by the end of the courses for some reason, then you can attend in 2019 without paying the fees again. Now, the honors for year two is a little different than year one. Actually, a little more intense because you have to read the Old Testament in its entirety during the BSD school year. Now, that's a lot more reading. So if you're going to do that and you want to graduate with honors, then you need to start on that pretty quick. And you also need to develop a plan, because one gentleman said that he had to read five chapters. He figured out he had to read five chapters a day to get that done in a year's time. Now, that doesn't mean reading every day, but if you read less than that, you would get behind. So you need to think about what your plan might be, knowing your schedule, as to how you would complete that. Even if you don't finish it and don't graduate with honors, it's a good thing to try to do. You'd be amazed at how many people I meet in the Christian world who've never read the Bible. So especially the Old Testament, they don't put as much importance to it, and really it's as important as any other part of the Bible until you get to Jesus Christ, of course. And so it is what you would need to do to graduate with honors is read the Old Testament. I'll give you my contact information. It's actually on the notes that will be attached to this audio. And you can see that there. It's, but I will tell you, it's at monte.james, monte.james@bethelworld.org. I am email-centric. I don't have Facebook. I don't have Twitter. I don't do any of those social medias. I just don't have time to do that, and it's just not where I want to devote my time. You can call me on my mobile. I would prefer texting, but you can call if you'd like. If you need to call me, I will provide you my cell phone number to you. If there are just generic questions that you want answered about the program or anything else, you can send an email to BethelEquip, all one word, at BethelWorld.org. So all of that will get things to us, and we'll do what we can to help you. The material cost is the same as it was for year one. The normal fee is $50, $25 if you're a student, a single parent, spouse of a full price registrant. In other words, if you have a spouse that signed up and they paid full price, you only have to pay $25. And those who are 60 years and older. You can register at any time, but you should start classes at the beginning of a course. Now, that's really more applicable to year one than year two. At year two, you really need to start at the first course, which, like I said, starts next Sunday, January 28th. So registration is key. If for some reason you can't get registered by then, but you know you want to attend, come anyway, and we'll talk about it. We'll work it out, whatever you need. Refunds are only given. They're only given two ways. 100% refund can be given if you decide by the end of the very first class, not the first course, but the first class, we'll give you 100% refund. And if you decide by the end of the first course, we'll give you a 50% refund if you can just no longer come to the school. You know, as in year one, after registration, a binder with various course materials and name tags will be provided. It's very important, especially in year two, that you kind of get together with some other students and form a study group. It's easier. There's more study involved with this, especially in studying for your test. It's more involved than it was in year one. So if you have a small study group, one or two people or more, three people get together, I would recommend highly that you do that. You know how to access the web by now, I would think, but there's actually three ways to do it. You can go to www.bethelequip.org and then click on Learn More under the Bethel School of Discipleship. That will take you to the School of Discipleship webpage, which covers both year one and year two. You'll see a list of courses. You can actually register from that Bethel School of Discipleship webpage. Or you can go to www.bethelworld.org, the main church webpage, click on Next Steps, and then go down on the right-hand side and click on Bethel School of Discipleship. It'll take you to the same place. And the third way you could do it is, again, go to bethelworld.org, click on Ministries, scroll down till you see Bethel Equip and Education, click on that, and then, again, Learn More under Bethel School of Discipleship. Everything that you need will be available to you after you register. And I will be there every Sunday. At least I hope it's every Sunday, unless I have to miss for some reason. But I will be there to answer questions, to help with any logistics that you might have a need for, to pray with you, to do whatever needs to be done. I will be there. We also have other people that will help from time to time. And we look forward to starting these classes. I think you're going to enjoy them. I encourage you to register. I encourage you to attend. And I think it'll be a great year for you and a good time to fellowship with the other students and learn about the Bible.